Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 18th. You'll be interested to know, 232 years ago, today in 1793, President George Washington laid the cornerstone of the United States Capitol building in Washington, D.C., marking a foundational moment in democratic governance and a celebration of human aspiration and unity. This inspiring act, by laying the first stone of what would become the seat of the legislative branch, symbolizes the enduring human achievement of building institutions for freedom, progress, and collective decision-making, and continues to stand as a beacon of civic purpose. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 64 degrees with 4-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:45, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:28. It looks like we're in for a chance of rain showers early, but it should turn partly sunny later, with a high near 78 and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 61 and a gentle southwest wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 9:30, with the low tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday with a high near 78 and a northwest wind at 6 to 9 miles per hour. Friday night will be mostly clear with a low around 51 and a north wind around 8 miles per hour. Saturday stays sunny with a high near 67 and a northeast wind around 6 miles per hour. Saturday night remains mostly clear with a low around 48 and a south wind at 2 to 6 miles per hour. Sunday brings sunny weather with a high near 70 and a south wind at 2 to 9 miles per hour. Sunday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 53 and a south wind at 3 to 9 miles per hour. Monday continues mostly sunny with a high near 77 and a south wind at 3 to 9 miles per hour. Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around 59 and a southwest wind at 5 to 9 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, officials are sparring over skyscrapers in downtown Boston. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu stated, "It's where height makes some sense." While Rishi Shukla from the Downtown Boston Neighborhood Association countered, "Gambling away the future of downtown Boston is irresponsible." A zoning proposal titled Plan Downtown is set for a vote this week, aimed at addressing Boston's housing crisis. Wu emphasized the need for a framework to unlock investment and convert areas into more residential neighborhoods. Critics worry that upward development could dampen Boston's historic charm, with City Councilor Ed Flynn noting, "Boston is a unique city." Supporters argue that if there can be no height in downtown, where can there be height? The Planning Department Board of Directors will meet Thursday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Now on to sports. The Cubs secure their first trip to postseason since 2020. After clinching the National League Central title with an 8-4 victory over the Pirates, the Cubs celebrated their achievement. Manager Craig Counsell emphasized the importance of acknowledging this milestone. Players embrace the moment, with champagne flowing and excitement filling the clubhouse. Nico Horner remarked on the significance of celebrating after a full season. The Cubs scored 4 runs in the first inning, including back-to-back home runs by Ian Happ and Moises Ballesteros. With 10 games left, the Cubs continue their quest for a 4th World Series title. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, Miami is at Buffalo on Amazon Prime Video. The Bills are favored by 11.5, with the over-under set at 50.5. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern, 5:15 Pacific. In local sports, last night at Fenway Park, the Red Sox beat the Athletics 5-4 in 10 innings. Curtis Murphy earned the win with 1 inning pitched, no runs, and 1 strikeout. Nick Sogard delivered the walk-off RBI, while Nate Eaton scored the winning run. The Red Sox had 10 hits, committed 0 errors, and left 13 runners on base. The Red Sox record is now 83-69. This afternoon, the Red Sox clash with the Athletics again at Fenway for the final game of this 3-game series. Brian Bello is 11-7 with a 3.25 earned run average facing JT Ginn, who is 3-6 with a 4.69. First pitch is at 1:35 under sunny skies and a comfortable 71 degrees. In top news, citizen scientists discovered a ghost ship that had eluded historians for nearly 140 years, lying at the bottom of Lake Michigan. The Wisconsin Underwater Archaeological Association announced that the F.J. King, a ship missing since 1886, was found by a team led by Brendan Vailod. Using a remotely operated vehicle and sonar, the team located the 144-foot schooner off Bailey's Harbor, Wisconsin. Vailod expressed disbelief at the swift discovery, noting it had been a long shot. The ship sank during a storm, and its crew was rescued by a passing vessel. In business news, in London, hundreds of high-end sport utility vehicles usually roll off Jaguar Land Rover's production lines every day. This month, they have fallen silent due to a major cyber attack. The breach prompted the company to power down its operations, which could cost tens of millions of dollars and threaten numerous jobs. Jaguar Land Rover is now racing to restart its systems with the help of cybersecurity experts. The process will take time and has extended the shutdown to September 24th. The hack has compromised some data, though initial reports indicated no stolen customer information. The company is working with the United Kingdom's National Cybersecurity Center to investigate the hack. Members of Parliament are urging the Treasury to support the supply chain. This situation arrives as the company faces challenges from increased tariffs and declining profits. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $118,000. Ethereum is up 3%. To just over 4,600. And XRP is up 3% to $3.10. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. This overlooked workout is key to aging better. Scientists say power, or your ability to move quickly, is one of the first fitness skills to fade with age. You might feel strong, but if everyday movements feel slower, there's a reason. As we age, we lose our ability to move quickly. This aspect of health is called power, the capacity to generate force fast. Power training can protect your mobility, independence, and strength as you age. A 2007 study found high-velocity resistance training was more effective than traditional strength training for older adults. You do not need to be an athlete to train for power, as it can make daily activities feel easier. And in entertainment news, Ben Stiller will star in a new Apple TV Plus limited series after stepping back from directing Severance. After the success of Severance, Stiller has signed on to act in a rare role. He will star alongside Jessica Chastain in an 8-part limited series called The Off Weeks. The series follows a writing professor, played by Stiller, going through a messy divorce while engaging in a romance with the mysterious Stella West, portrayed by Chastain. Chastain will premiere her first Apple TV Plus project, The Savant, on September 26. Stiller has also created a documentary feature about his parents, titled Stiller and Mara, Nothing is Lost, arriving in October. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American historian and author, Barbara Tuchman. And she said, "Books are the carriers of civilization. Without books, history is silent, literature dumb, science crippled, thought and speculation at a standstill." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.